June 17th, 2014, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. I wish to point out to all who will listen the efforts of evil during these times to encourage my children to discount heaven's intervention in the world today. Sadly, my warnings at Fatima were ignored until it was too late. The same held true in Kibeho, Rwanda. When approvals and endorsements come after the fact, the result is the loss of millions of lives and souls. In regards to this particular mission of holy love, I could not allow this to happen again. We are always ecumenical, for I come for all people and all nations, not just a few. I warn you that you must return to holy love, which is the way to world peace. Mankind must cease his pursuit toward self-destruction. You dabble in peaceful efforts, but you do not have peace, because you do not have peace in your hearts. Therefore, every tolerance is given to sin and disorder in the name of freedom. Dear children, I cannot choose for you. I can warn you. But if you await impressive endorsements before you believe, you are charting a well-traveled path to disaster. The enemy actively tries to make you feel comfortable in discounting my efforts. Be alert to the light of truth. Do not fall victim to his lies. Pray, fast, sacrifice. God will listen to your prayers and move hearts towards good. I will bless your efforts. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Also read Philippians chapter 4, 13. I can do all things in him who strengthens me.